Hey guys, welcome to the Alarm Point Basics Lecture Series. As part of your Kyushu Jitsu University education, today we are going to be looking at the alarm point for large intestine, which is stomach 25. Stomach 25 is located about two finger widths to both sides of the umbilicus, or the navel or belly button, whatever you wish to call it. And this particular point is struck in and down. So you are driving energy down the body. Now, as you're looking at your workbook, and hopefully you are, you will see that that stomach begins just underneath the eye at the top of the bottom part of the eye socket. Now, when you hit stomach 25, of course, you are going to activate stomach on this side of the body that is struck. You are going to activate large intestine bilaterally, and of course you are going to activate triple warmer bilaterally at that point in time. So now you have your fire and your metal, as well as you will have your earth from the stomach hit. Right. One of the beauties about stomach 25 is it's easy to get a double hit and activate both sides on it, especially with someone doing a lapel grab or a double lapel grab or hand grab, or, well, that's much a hand grab, but any kind of clothing grab, it quite often is fairly easy to get a double activation on it. Now, it starts to get interesting because when we were looking at lung, lung one is on the lung meridian, of course, and it is the alarm point for lung. Now we are striking a different meridian that's an alarm point for another meridian. In this case, stomach 25, large intestine. And so you're getting three for an activation now, instead of just the two like we did with the initial one. Now, once again, we have to look at what else is being affected by the strike itself. So you are going to be affecting large intestine with the strike, but on that side of the body, because of the diurnal cycle, you are also going to be pulling energy out of large intestine at the same time and driving it into spleen as the overload condition. Okay. So it starts to get, you know, a little bit funkier as you are going. Right, as you're going across the clock. Now, we know what time the stomach meridian's activation is, which is 7 to 9 a.m. Right? So if you go on the other side of the clock, you can take a look at what you are going to affect directly as well on the other side of the clock. From a 12-hour standpoint, which is pericardium, so we've got some heart coming into there, but we've already got the fire meridians anyway, so that's not such a big deal. But also we can go in a 6-hour interval, which will give us some effect on liver as well, so we will also have a tiny bit of wood that's involved in there. So we're putting together quite a little bit of the cycle of destruction just simply from striking one alarm point. Right? And that's one of the things that really does make alarm points, as critical as they are, is that they have such an overall huge effect on the body. Now, you can test this out fairly simply, and this is a relatively safe alarm point to be playing with, you know, unless you've got somebody with bleeding ulcers or something. You're going to be pretty safe with it. The yang organs tend to be a little bit stronger than the yin organs do, or a little bit less susceptible to damage, if you will, because they're yang, they're positive, strength, weakness, right? The opposites. You can have somebody do, as an example, let's say some kind of an arm grab on you where they leave accessible for you to hit large intestine 10. Right. So they come up and they give you the arm grab. Actually, let's change this slightly. They don't even grab you. They just hold their arm out for you to hit, like they were punching and it magically stayed out there for a while for you. So drop a knife hand into a large intestine, you know, hit straight in and down, right? Because the angle for large intestine 10 is straight through with two-way action, right? So you tap on that and you're going to get a certain effect. Heal her up a little bit, you know, slap it with about half of the amount of force you hit it with, rub it both directions, pull the energy off at the fingers and have the guy give his hand a shake, and he should be good. Then tap the alarm point, either side of the body, doesn't make any difference. And then go back and re-strike large intestine 10, and you will see there's a huge, huge difference in their reaction to the strike to large intestine. Okay. Now, the strike will also affect the organ, right? Now, large intestine is a pretty resilient organ, but I have seen it go bad on the odd occasion where the person ends up a little bit sick the next day. So, you know, again, because we're dealing with something that relates directly to the organ, be a tiny bit kind with the severity of your strike to the alarm point. Because if you're using alarm point to set up a knockout, which is something that I absolutely love to do, you don't need a whole lot of force on the alarm point to get the knockout. Okay, now, as an example, with this particular stomach 25, if you had a guy that did a double lapel grab, okay, so you could go in, you could fire off a shot to stomach 25 to give you a large intestine, then come up and reach underneath and go for large intestine 10, and then a very, very light tap to stomach is going to get you a pretty good knockout from that. You could actually bypass hitting large intestine 10 and go straight to stomach 25, but it won't have quite the same effect, because I've already told you to back off a little bit on the amount of force that you give stomach 25, just simply because you don't want to have the guy, you know, crap his pants. I've seen it happen, so, you know, for lack of a better phrase to put it. So you're better off to come up and give and do a little bit more of a neurological overload by going after large intestine 10. Or if you don't really, really want to go after large intestine 10, you could bring a gallbladder shot or something into the picture as well to set things up a little bit more. But not necessary. You will very quickly see just what kind of an effect you can get with stomach 25. Stomach 25 is an excellent learning point to be using if you are interested in getting the most out of your learn point study. Anyway, so next day we will be taking a look at our next alarm point, forgive me, I just got distracted for a second there, but we will be taking a look at our next alarm point, which is conception 12, which of course is the alarm point in this case for stomach as we move along the diurnal cycle. So we'll see you guys in the next lesson. Ciao.